So I thought that it would be nice for my two daughters to interview me because they know me well and they hopefully they're going to ask me good questions. So, Athena, what's up?
Well, I wanted to ask you, when you moved here from Italy, like, what was the biggest, like, not difference, but, like, culture shock, I guess? Like, one thing that, like, you, like, really noticed?
There were many. So I came here in 78. I was 23 years old. And everything was so different. The food was different. I didn't speak almost anything of English, so I couldn't even order at a McDonald's.
French fries.
Yeah, I couldn't say, I didn't know that French fries are called French fries. So it took me a long time. Finally, I had to say potatoes. And the lady was smart enough to figure out that what I wanted were French fries.
That is so funny.
I remember the first time I taught a class, you know, I was a teaching assistant. And so my class was starting at 2:30. And in Italy, we never get to anything on time. So I went there, it was about 2:45. And on the door of the class, there was the lady in charge of all the teaching assistants. And she looked at me and she said, the class started at 2:30. The next time that you are late, we'll fire you.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, whoa, chill, sister, what's going on here? It was a shock for me because in Italy that would have never happened. Nobody's ever expected to be on time to anything. So that for me was a big, big change. And I was surprised because from the Italian point of view, I thought that America would be very similar to Italy. I don't know why, but I thought, you know, it's going to be more technologically advanced. It's going to be richer. It's going to be bigger. But essentially the same. But I realized that people were very, very different. And also when I came to University of Maryland, all of my friends in Maryland were foreigners. So it was a really interesting experience because in Italy I only met Italians. Everybody in Italy was Italian, Catholic, white, and speaking that language. And all of a sudden I found myself and my friends were from Iran and Muslim. They were from China and Buddhist. They were from India and Hindus, and they were African Americans and Hispanics. And to me, that amount of diversity, which is really one of the great strengths of this country, but at the beginning was really a shock. I was so impacted, but actually I learned so much. I learned Spanish because of that, and I developed friendships and culture, and I think that was fantastic.
What does Chapman mean to you? As someone who works there?
Oh, that's a good question. I came to Chapman 13 years ago, and I'm really proud of what we have done over these 13 years. I think that we have created a university that is really centered on the students. We pay attention to the students in every decision we make, and I'm really proud that we moved it to the national level of rankings, that we become an R2 institution. So I think lots of my person now is tied in with Chapman because I see in what Chapman is the result of my efforts. I think it's not just a job. I have actually an effective connection with the university. I like the people I work with. I like the trustees that help us and support us. I love working with the students. So it's almost like a big extension of the family. Now, we always say Chapman is a family. Of course, it's not a family in the sense that you and your mom are a family to me. But there is that sense of community, of how we come together, how we help each other. And I think that that's very important to me.
Yeah, I agree because I really want to go to Chapman. It seems like such a great place.
I'm really happy we had the chance of doing this, and now we can go out and do lunch, the three of us together, which is nice.
And then I have a chemistry test.
And then Ariana has a chemistry test, and you know, that's how life is. Yeah. So thank you very much, and
thank you.
We'll just turn off right now. Yeah. Thank you.
Bye.